Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to worship with each one of you again today. We're thankful for the Lord's presence in our service and for the Lord's presence in our lives every day.
Yes.
I love to hear Brother Randall's testimonies. And, you know, he's been saved a long time, but I don't think that it's getting old.
Yes.
It's still alive, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm thankful today for the Lord's blessings on us like that. Our gospel that we live is not a dead gospel.
That's right.
It's not something that we just put in a box and we have some recipes and rules and we live our lives. That's not it at all.
No.
It's a living gospel.
That's right.
And it's something that is renewed day by day.
Yes.
I want to maybe piggyback a little bit on what Brother Darrell has been preaching about, but I believe the Lord's inspired some thoughts to me today about the gospel as well.
Amen.
And if we title the message, I'd title it A Relevant Gospel.
Amen.
Today, God wants us to have a gospel that is relevant.
Yes.
Relevant means that it is current, it's active, it's purposeful and meaningful in our current society, in our current lives today.
Yes.
And so we've been, Christians have been preaching this gospel for 2,000 years.
Yes.
And it's not getting old yet.
No.
It's still saving us. It's still changing our lives.
Amen.
It's still fixing our issues.
Yes.
It still forgives our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Aren't you thankful for
yes.
repentance and forgiveness today?
Yes.
You know, there's a saying, I've been working over there a little bit this week, and there's a saying that says, a little putty and a little paint makes a carpenter what he ain't. Well, you know, a little bit of the grace of God in our lives and the blood of Jesus applied to our hearts,
yes.
it makes a human what he can't be otherwise.
Right.
It saves him. It makes us into something that is a child of God.
Amen.
And it's purposeful. It's alive. And it could be relevant today.
Thank the Lord.
You know, in the face of humanism today, there are so many people that think, well, you know, I'm inherently good and I can decide what I want to be and mm-hmm. how to live and things like this. But is it really working for the world today?
No.
The gospel is what is relevant today
right.
for our needs. We see so many people in the world today turning to drugs and even alcohol, and then in the end, suicide.
Yep.
And you think, why? Why is suicide an option in our world today? I mean, some people are even saying, okay, if you want out, here's a good way out. But that's not a relevant option, is it?
No.
It's not a solution today.
Amen.
And we think in the world, people have answers for so many things. They have reasons. They have all the reasons why this Christianity is old stuff. It's not necessary anymore. They've got their new path, but yet we see the despair. We see the loneliness in the world.
That's right.
There's so much loneliness. If you just take that issue aside, I thought about the young man that just lost his father and his mother. I was reading some statistics a few weeks ago, how many people live by themselves. Just young people. They're not married. They live by themselves. And I wonder, God created us to be family.
Yeah.
He created us to be married and have children and all these things. It's wonderful creations of God.
Yes.
And I look at all of God's ways mm-hmm. and His ways bring happiness.
That's
they bring
true.
Pleasantness.
Amen.
They bring happiness and joy.
Yes, true.
And the ways of the world bring the opposite.
That's true.
But today, I want to look at some scriptures and think about what Jesus came to bring and how it's so relevant to us today.
Yes.
Matthew 13 and 10. This is just mm-hmm. people, some of the Pharisees thought that they had the answers. I'm sorry, I wrote the wrong scripture. It's Luke 13 and 10. Anyway, Jesus gave answers to the issues of his day in ways that people didn't think of. And sometimes they tried to catch him, didn't they? They'd say, well, should we give our money to Caesar?
Yes.
And Jesus came up with an answer that they hadn't thought of, and he put them to silence.
Yes, amen.
You know, we can have answers like that too. If we avail ourselves of the wisdom and grace of God and say, God, there's some hard questions out here today.
Yes.
There's some things that, all right, so where do we be tolerant with someone?
Yeah.
Where do we show the love of Christ? Where do we be strong and stand where we need to stand?
Yeah.
You know, the Lord has answers for that today. And so this scripture in Luke 13 is just an example of Jesus taking something and turning it on its head, where the Pharisees thought they knew the answer. And he gave him the right answer.
Yes.
You know, staying relevant like that in our day is what is going to give us the ability to reach people with the gospel.
That's right.
So my prayer is, Lord, let me have your spirit so that I can be relevant today.
Amen.
I can give people hope.
Yes.
So many people have answers. So many of us have opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But are they really relevant to change the heart, to bring that? And so Jesus, this woman had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years in this scripture, and Jesus healed her. And the ruler of the synagogue was angry with him. And he said, well, there's 6 days that you can heal. You need to come on the 6 days and get healed. And Jesus said, well, you hypocrite. Every one of us have cattle that we loose and lead to the water on the Sabbath day. Why can't this daughter of Abraham be loosed from her infirmity?
Yes.
And the people rejoiced to hear the truth.
Yes.
And it gave them hope that, you know what, there's something more than just what the Pharisees have designed for us. There's something deeper than that. And God is showing us through these examples that Jesus had that, you know, we don't have to just live according to what other people think.
True.
We can live to the Spirit.
Yes.
He can give us those answers, and he can give us the ability to loose things that are tied up every other way.
Yeah.
They have no other way.
Yeah.
And so to stay relevant is to stay current with the Lord.
Yeah.
It's walking in the Spirit. And my text today is in 2 Timothy 3. We want to be relevant because we want to be useful for his kingdom, right? That's the end goal.
Yeah.
We want to make heaven our home, but we also want to be as fruitful as possible here. So in 2 Timothy 3 and 13 through 17, it says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So to stay relevant doesn't mean the gospel changes. The principles of the gospel are always the same. And when we operate within the bounds of those principles and get the mind of Christ, he can give us options that we haven't ever thought of before. But it is within the bounds of the gospel. So we don't look at this and say, well, to be relevant today, it's going to be a different gospel than it was 50 years ago. That's not the case. The principles of the gospel are always the same. And so Paul was telling Timothy, continue in the things you've learned and be assured of them, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, seeing that there is witness from those that you've learned them. Yes. You've seen the witness of the Spirit in their lives. Yes. Continue in those things.
Yes.
But he says, and from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
The holy scriptures. What are the holy scriptures? It's this book.
Yes.
If we know the scriptures,
yes,
if we know the Bible, learn it. It is able to make us wise unto salvation. It's not a complicated gospel today.
No.
We've been hearing about the mysteries of the gospel, about all kinds of aspects of the gospel. And I believe today the question the Lord has for us is it relevant in your lives?
Yeah.
We hear about it. We hear the messages preached.
Yeah.
And we can agree with it. We can say praise the Lord, but is it relevant in our life today? That's the question for us. Lord, make it relevant in my life. So Paul was telling Timothy, you've known these scriptures. And he says, all scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You know, Scripture, the gospel, is profitable for every area of our life.
That's right.
There's not one area of our life that is not necessary in.
Right.
It's necessary in our business life. It's necessary in teaching our children and raising a family.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in a work life, in every area, our gospel works. God's gospel works.
That's true.
And so it's profitable to reprove us. I mentioned earlier, I'm thankful for repentance and forgiveness.
Amen.
There's no other solution in the world that has that ability to say, Lord, I am sorry for my sin and I messed up. And then we have the ability to accept His forgiveness.
Yes.
Isn't that a beautiful way to live? There's guilt in the world today, isn't there?
Yes.
And forgiveness will wipe that away.
Yes.
It works in every culture, in every society, in every age.
Amen.
And it is relevant for our day today. People try to get rid of guilt in so many ways. I just want to think a little bit about forgiveness and repentance. People try to get rid of it and the things they partake in, maybe the things that they try to indulge themselves in or lessen their senses in, or even, you know, sometimes people just want to listen to music all the time and fill their minds so that they can't be tormented by their own guilt. But the Lord has a relevant solution today.
That's right.
And it's called repentance and forgiveness.
Yes.
And we can be cleaned from that.
Right.
So it goes far beyond that. Mm-hmm. It can correct us, but it can also instruct us in righteousness, in doctrine.
Yes.
It can make us deep in the things of God. And the 17th verse, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Yes.
We can be thoroughly furnished today. We can have everything at our fingertips to be able to live a victorious life today.
Amen.
To be able to give answers to those who have questions.
Yes.
To be able to speak a word in season to someone who's in need. Someone maybe who is lonely, who is down. When we're relevant with the Lord, He gives us these things to where maybe we don't even see a need before. And then the Lord reveals it to us and we're able to help somebody that we would have never noticed otherwise because we're in tune with the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
So Paul is telling Timothy in this book, he says, it was in your grandmother.
Yes.
It was in your mother.
Yes.
And now I know it's in you.
Amen.
And to stay relevant in this day, it's got to be in us.
That's right.
We hear a lot of stories about old sister so-and-so or old brother so-and-so and what the Lord did for them and their faith. And I want to get a scripture in Psalms that will encourage us that it'll be in us today.
Yes.
In Psalms 48 and 8. Psalm 48 and 8. It says, as we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts. In the city of our God, God will establish it forever. I love that phrase. As we have heard, so have we seen.
Yes.
That is being relevant in our present day.
Yes.
We've heard the stories. We've heard how God has witnessed to people. We've heard the healings. Yes. We've heard about how the Lord can be so close and personal to us. But have we seen it with our own eyes?
Yes.
Have we seen it revealed in us?
Yes.
If we haven't seen it in our lives, are we relevant with where the Lord wants us to be?
Yeah.
Being relevant is being current.
Yes.
Are we current with the Lord today?
Yes.
If we're not current, then is it really relevant to other people? Can we truly have the example of Christ if we're not relevant in our own lives?
Yeah.
It has to be relevant in us first, and then we can pass these stories on. They can be renewed. And we can say, as it was back then, so it is today. And our children can have these stories.
Yes.
And it can be an up-to-date example of
That's
what
right.
God can
That's
do
right.
in our lives.
Amen.
So, further on in Psalm 48, it says, walk about Zion, go around about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that they may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide even unto death.
Thank you, Lord.
I think of Zion, the towers, the bulwarks. These are the principles that the gospel is founded on.
Amen.
They are living stones, as it mentions in the New Testament. They're not dead principles that we just put ourselves in a box. Okay, you follow this and this.
Right.
It's easy for people to get into a form and just follow rules and think they're okay. But you know, the Lord has principles that are established and they're forever. They're not going to change.
Amen.
But the Lord also wants us to be led by his Spirit into new territory.
That's right.
Not trying to create our own gospel, but new territory to where we can reach people that haven't been reached before.
Right.
We can speak to situations that no one else can speak to. The Lord wants us to be relevant, to do that in each of our personal lives, because there are people that we can touch that no one else can touch.
That is right. That's true.
So, these bulwarks are massive. They're set there for generations. They can't be torn down. This is the city of God that we're a part of.
Yeah.
And I think of it in the New Testament. Peter mentions Jesus as being the chief cornerstone. So I think of Zion as in 1 Peter 2 that mentions that. So God has built this city, and he wants us to inhabit all of it. He wants us to be fully furnished in the city, to have all the weapons we need to have all the defense we need to have everything at our fingertips. And Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone. And 1 Peter 2, well, let's just start at the first verse. There's some good instruction for us here. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, mm-hmm. you know, the Lord can't work through any of that.
No.
That has to get out of the way.
That's true.
All the our evil partakings, all of our hypocrisies,
yes.
how we want to make sure we look good on the outside for people. The Lord wants to strip all that off. And as newborn babes, just as a baby desires the milk.
Yes.
That's what he wants us to do. To start from the ground zero.
Yes.
And not be too proud that we can't do that. But to be relevant,
yes,
we have to just desire God with all of our heart, to want him to fill us. And so he says, just as a baby just cries, it doesn't have any inhibitions. It just cries. It wants food.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we just need to cry.
Yeah.
Say, God, I need you to help me to be relevant today.
Yeah.
I want the witness of your spirit. I want these things applied to my heart so that I can be useful in your kingdom.
Amen.
So he says that we may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Yeah.
You know, you just get a little taste of that and it satisfies,
that's
doesn't
right.
it?
Thank you, Lord.
And so it says, to whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious.
Yes, Lord.
You know, Christ is the cornerstone. A stone is something that doesn't move.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's a living stone.
Yes.
It's not just something dead that we're a part of.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's alive.
Yes.
It's something that continually holds weight. It continually will provide the structure that is needed for us to live by. And here he says, Jesus is a living stone, but ye also as lively stones are built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone,
yes,
elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. We will not be confused.
Yes.
We will not...
Thank you, Lord.
The devil will not pull his wool over our eyes when we have our hope in this chief cornerstone in Zion. And it also says, we also are lively stones.
Yes.
We can be a stone too.
Yes.
Alive.
Yes.
Having purpose.
Yes.
Having weight. Having the ability to build up this spiritual house.
Amen.
The kingdom that God wants people to see in action here in this world.
Amen.
So I want to shift gears a little bit. Well, before that, the gospel isn't just some organization of man. It's not some law book that we come up with,
mm-hmm,
but it's a living organism.
Yes.
It's alive.
Amen.
And it replicates and it reproduces.
Yes.
And that's what we want to be a part of. We don't want to be a part of just an organization. We want to be part of the organism,
yes,
of the gospel.
Right.
That will bear fruit to many generations. So, shifting gears a little bit, to stay relevant for a business in today's world, a business needs maintenance, and it needs research and development. Without those two keys, a business will not stay relevant, because a business can have something that is really good. And a guy maybe had an invention,
mm-hmm,
and he can do very well with it and make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But he can just maintain that and sell that over and over and over again. But if he is not continually developing something new and improving on it, he's going to be irrelevant here in a few years. And I think of the gospel as that way. To maintain is to keep on ourselves, to be up to date with the Lord,
yes,
in our personal lives,
yes, right,
to be holy, to abstain from the world and the appearances of evil and evil, and to keep our hearts perfect with the Lord.
Amen.
But the research and development, I feel like, is part of the work of the Spirit in our lives.
Yes.
The Spirit will renew us.
Yeah.
It'll give us jobs to do that we haven't thought of before. It'll call us to places maybe that we don't want to go. But when we're in the Lord's will, it's the most perfect place for us. And so I think of the military. The military is another one. You know, the military would be obsolete without research and development if they just maintained. The military is all about maintenance. They have that perfected. They want everything just perfect. When it needs to work, it's going to work. But they're also always improving.
Yeah.
And they're always seeing what else could be done.
That's right.
And for us, it's a beautiful thing to be able to have a life and a clear testimony with the Lord and say, I'm clear with the Lord. I'm up to date with all I know to do.
Yes.
My heart is clean.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't want to stop there. I want the Lord to use me.
Yeah.
I want the Lord to show me things I've never known before. I want the Lord to reveal Himself to me in ways that I had never knew. And, you know, I've been saved a while, and I haven't found a limit to what God could show us.
That's right.
In fact, I think I know less because I see I'm just scratching the surface of what God could give us.
That's right.
And it just gives me a hunger and a thirst for more. Lord, I want more of this.
Yeah.
I want to just be deep in the things of God. I want to know what you have for us. That's part of the mystery of the gospel.
Yes.
It's something that God wants to just expand in our minds and in our hearts. It's like the seed. Jesus said the kingdom of God is just like a little mustard seed.
Yeah.
And it expands how many fold? That's what the Lord can do in our lives. And so again, the question is it relevant in our lives? What are we holding back on that is not allowing us to expand like the Lord wants us to? That's a very real problem in the world today. There's so many people that only they want the Lord to forgive them, but, you know, they want the benefits of having a guiltless life and free from their sin. But do they really want all of it? We have to want all of it today. In 2 Timothy 2:4, I've just been really enjoying Timothy and Titus, these books to these young men that Paul wrote. 2 Timothy 2:4 says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." If we want to stay relevant in this life, we're not going to get entangled with the little issues of life. We're not going to get sidetracked by all these little rabbit trails. But we have a goal we're going to. I had a little dog that was a hound dog. And, you know, I had a purpose for that dog. But so often it would get sidetracked and it'd take off on a trail and it would be on a mouse trail instead of a rabbit trail or whatever we were going for. It's like us today. It's easy for us to get our minds off, humanly speaking. But he says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life." Does that mean we're not part of this life? We live in this world, but we're not of the world.
That's right.
Amen.
We have a much higher purpose than just entangling ourselves with the way the world fights, with the way the people try to conquer each other. And, you know, we saw just a political battle here recently, and it's not like the way that Christ wants us to fight, is it?
No.
That's the way the world fights.
Yes.
But the way we fight is we lay down our lives.
Yes.
We say, "Lord, I have a purpose much higher than anything this world has to offer."
Amen.
"And I'm not entangling myself in those kind of small issues. I want you, to reveal yourself in me, that we may please him who's chosen us to be a soldier. God has chosen us. The God of heaven. When we get to heaven, we will be surprised at how magnificent and royal this blessing is.
Yeah.
For God to say, I want you to be a soldier in my army.
Yeah.
People get sidetracked by the honor of the world today. And, you know, the military, the countries, they have a lot of prestige and honor that they give people that serve. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful that we have freedom in this country and the security of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have an army that we can be a part of.
Yeah.
That's so great. That's so far beyond anything this world has to offer.
Thank the Lord.
And it is ours to take today. So, being relevant in our maintenance and in our research and development, mm-hmm. there's a scripture in Psalms we don't have to turn to, but it says, in thy light shall we see light.
Yeah.
When we continually walk in the light of God,
Lord,
we are going to see more light.
Yeah.
We're going to walk in that pathway. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord's ways, another scripture says, his paths are in the sea, and they're past finding out. We can't just have a recipe and say, okay, this is how we do it. But it takes a connection with the Spirit to be able to walk in that light.
That's right.
Lord, I want to be relevant today. I don't want to just lean on my own understanding or on what other people have prescribed that I need to do. But I want
That's
to
right.
be relevant with your Spirit today
right.
to walk in your ways.
Thank you, Lord.
So in Galatians 5 and 16, this is a very familiar scripture. Galatians 5 and 16. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's really what it boils down to. To be relevant today, we have to have the Spirit in our lives. We have to be connected to the vine. And we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That means we don't have to fall. We don't have to fall prey to the temptations of the enemy. I think of the gospel that so many people teach today, maybe other churches, and is it really relevant? Because sometimes they say, well, you know, you could sin and still make it to heaven. You know, you can get married again after you're divorced and all these things. And I think, is that really relevant to us being able to be victorious today? You know, the Lord has a gospel for us that is victorious.
That's right.
That does not have to just say, well, you know, we've got all these excuses for sin and for why we stay the way we are. But God has a much higher purpose
That's
than that
right.
today.
Yes.
And the gospel is relevant to keep us victorious today,
That's
to give
right.
us grace beyond what is our imagination can even take in.
Mm-hmm.
I see people. I see there's a sister I have in mind that has a very bad experience in her marriage. And God gives her abundant grace. It is just a beautiful thing to see because it is only God.
Yes.
You know, that lady is relevant with the Lord. She is up to date.
Amen.
And the Lord can give us that grace. So it says, walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. And then dropping down, it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So, if we want the ways of God, if we live in the ways of God, let us do the action to be in the ways of God. I think this is part of that maintenance and research and development. We live in the Spirit, and we walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
We do both things. And the Lord will be relevant in our lives. It'll be up to date, and we'll have answers for the world today.
Thank you, Lord.
So, first of all, to be relevant with the gospel in our personal lives, we have to accept it. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." We have to believe first. So today, do we believe the gospel?
Yes.
Do we believe it enough to stake our life on? That's the first step. And then we follow God.
Yes.
We follow Him into the depth of what He wants us to have, what He wants to reveal in our lives. And it will be something that will be useful for us. Our text in 2 Timothy says that we would be thoroughly furnished into every good work.
Yes.
That's what the Lord
yes.
has in mind for us today.
Yes.
That is His plan for us, that we would be able to show the world that this gospel is real. It's alive today.
Yes.
It works. It saves us.
Yes.
It cleans us.
Yes.
And it gives us the gifts of the Spirit to where those stories that we heard aren't just stories, but they're alive and they're a witness today. And that is my intent, that I be relevant, that I stay up to date, that I watch and pray,
yes.
that I seek God daily Amen. To show me how to live this life. And you know, the Lord will be faithful to us.
He will
show himself to us when we seek Him like that. I'm thankful for the gospel, for what we've heard the last few weeks, and what it means to us when we let it have its perfect
yes.
work in our hearts. You pray for me.
Amen. Amen.